the whole message, because I don't know if I'm
going to
make it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Oh, my goodness. Amen. Not going to be stressed. Amen. All right. Thankful for another opportunity to preach God's word and to bring a message that he's laid on my heart. And if this isn't good for anyone else, it'll be definitely good for me and Robin. I can tell you that much. So this time of year, and Christmas especially, is near and dear to all of our hearts. And we all like to give gifts. We all like to receive gifts. But during the Christmas holiday season, we also struggle with many things that are real in our life. And sometimes it's in a frantic race to get things done. And so often we purchase gifts and we wrap gifts, all of which I've not done any yet. Robin's done a lot of that. But if you've decorated your tree, if you've hung up lights, and that's a frustration for many of us, especially me, I don't like those lights. Those lights invariably always start off bright and then they don't work. And then you end up getting frustrated and you get stressed because you have lights that don't work. Then we think about the money that we spend and the struggle that many of us are going to have this year with just the financial burden of trying to buy gifts. And then we think about the struggle that many of us also have with relationships. And we think about our families, our personal relationship within our circle of influence with just our own loved ones, our wives, husbands, children, all the extended family members and all of that. And the culmination can be overwhelming. And what happens is that often during the best time of the year, when we think about Christ's birth and we think about the joyous time that we should be having and the celebration of Christ, our Savior's birth, that we become stressed. And we get burdened down with the stress of life that can just weigh us down. And so we struggle with the happiness that we should be having. And in place of that happiness inside, then we're stressed. And we're racing to and fro, and I know no one in here does this, but you might get impatient with the person in front of you if you're in a hurry. And you're driving, and you're trying to get from point A to point B, and that person in front of you is going very slow, and they're not really stressing you out, I'm sure. But that has happened to me. And the stoplight seemed longer than usual. Those yellow lights seem like they click off a lot quicker, and they turn red a lot quicker. And there's a lot of people in the store here just as of late who like to push you. And I've told Robin many times, and this is no fun of anybody who's blind, but it seems to me that there's a lot of blind people out in the community, and especially in stores today, because all of them bump into us. Every one of them bump into us. And so we're like, my goodness, there's a lot of blind people. And it's not funny, though, but it's real, because the stress of trying to just have a joyous occasion is a troublesome time for all of us. And so this evening, the Lord laid on my heart the key to handling holiday stress, focusing on choosing what's needful. And so if this isn't for anyone else, this is definitely going to be for me. So this evening, a little boy and a little girl were singing their favorite Christmas carol in church the Sunday before Christmas. And the boy concluded Silent Night with the words, "Sleep in heavenly beans." His sister elbowed him and said, "No, it's not beans, it's peas." Well, many times we're just like that. We can't remember things, and for those of you who watch us in the choir, and some of us know our words better than others, and some of us struggle because that's a stressful time too, and not because of anything Miss Jolene has done for us, trust me, she's good, but we're trying to learn and sing the songs that's pleasing to glorify the Lord. But during the Christmas holiday season, we're stressed. Well, how about this? The way many of us feel by the time we are ready for Christmas, the song might just as well be beans and peas instead of peace. Because quite honestly, by the time Christmas gets here, we're exhausted. We're stressed, and none of us are going to have a joyful time, all right? We want to. We want to love our family. We love our family, but we're stressed to the hilt, to the tilt, or whatever it's called. So because sometimes in the frantic rush to get everything done, the peace of the season seems to elude us. And I made a list. I'm going to go through this real quickly, and then we're going to read the scripture and get right into it, okay? So shopping for gifts. These are things that can cause stress for us. And if this any of this hits home for you, then let's pray that the Lord will help us tonight, all right? Shopping for gifts. Getting to the necessary holiday parties. Putting up the decorations. Cooking a meal. Wrapping the gifts. Making enough cookies and bread, if you make bread, to give away. wrapping the gifts, buying a tree, fighting the traffic, having enough money to buy gifts, figuring out who to celebrate at both sets of your parents. If you're married and you're spending time with parents, where are you going to spend your holiday season with? And while that may not be a real struggle for many, it is for many of us as well. And so the struggle is very stressful, and it shouldn't be, because this is a joyous time of the year. How about this? Having the right clothes for social occasions. Now, most of us men really don't worry about that, but you ladies, I'm sure it's more of a struggle, and you want to look nice, and so you want to have the right clothes. How about this? Gaining weight. Now, that is stressful. You're worried about the holidays, and you're worried about eating, and you're worried about what you're going to, the weight that you're going to gain. Christmas programs for the kids, untangling strands of light. That's me. Sending out Christmas cards, hearing grandma got run over by a reindeer for the 150th time. That's me. Cleaning the house. Now, Robin does most of that. I help out a little. But you know what? For you ladies who clean your house, that can be very stressful, especially if you're having guests and you're having a host of people over and trying to get everything just perfect. And I know you ladies are proud of your home, and you want that to be a nice place for guests. Well, forgetting someone for whom you should have purchased a gift. My goodness, have we ever done that? And that's a stress level. You should have bought. You just feel like you should have bought for somebody and you didn't. How about feeling the pressure to make a memory? You know, we all want to make this a special Christmas celebration. We want it to be rememberable. It's the first of many occasions for all of us. Maybe it's your first marriage date together. It's your first, your baby's first Christmas, or it's your first engagement, or whatever the case is. And we're going to make this as special as possible. So that's a stress. Knowing the year is coming to a close and you didn't accomplish what you intended to in that last year. So now you're facing a new year, and this last year is coming to an end. And this Christmas celebration kind of like brings to an end of stressful events that have occurred all throughout 2015, only to begin 2016 now. Knowing you're going to face relatives that you don't get along with. I know that's nobody here, all right? But it can happen, and if you struggle with that, then we need to pray about that. We need to ask the Lord to reveal his word to us this evening and show us how we can best deal with that. Three often overlooked words: batteries not included. Please check your gifts. Batteries not included. That's a huge thing. How about this? Being a part of a family that celebrates separately because of divorce. That's a struggle. And that's a stressful thing. But, you know, Jesus can be in the middle of that as well. We're going to learn more about that, too. How about this? Christmas lights that don't work. Arranging travel schedules. Missing loved ones who have passed away. That's huge for me. Both of my parents have passed away. So Christmas brings about a stressful time just in and of itself because I miss my parents. And the holidays draw us to those remembrances when we hold true and dear to those that have gone on before. But we have a thought that we'll see them. We have a blessed hope that we'll see them again one day. How about paying off the credit cards that we've now maxed out? Because we're trying to please somebody. We're trying to look good. We're trying to make it as pleasant and pleasing as possible. How about weeding through those crowded stores for those of you who like to shop? Members of your family who find where you hid their presents. How about that? Your children, you've hid your presents, and now they've found out all your gifts, where everything's at, and how stressful that can be. Well, how about all of this? When you compile a list like this, it's easy to see why Christmas is a major period of increased stress for so many of us. And if you say that you don't have stress during the Christmas holiday season, then I guess maybe what I should do is talk to you after the service, because maybe you can teach us a few things too. But stress is real, and stress doesn't have to be a part of our life during the Christmas holiday season if we follow the leadership of the Lord and learn exactly what it is that he would have us to know. There's a humorous little story. We're going to read this, and we're going to get into this message that in the story in the Gospel of Luke that shows us the busyness and stress gets in the way when times really matters the most and things matter the most. And it wasn't his birthday, but it was a party. And Jesus was the honored guest. So let's go to the Lord in prayer. I'm going to read the scripture of verses, and we're going to get into the message. Lord, we thank you for this message, Lord, that you've laid on our hearts. And Lord, how we struggle with this stressful time of year. And Lord, we know that it doesn't take you by surprise that these events have occurred. And Lord, we know that stress doesn't have to be a part of our life through you. We know that, Lord, you can help us and support us and make it real, Lord, as long as we focus on what's needful. And Lord, we pray that you'd help us to learn more about that. So, Lord, we ask now that you bless the reading and preaching of your word and help us to know exactly what it is that you'd have us to know. And then, Lord, as we leave this place of worship, Lord, to take this with us and then not leave it behind, but apply it to our lives and set the example that others can see you living big in and through our life. And so for that, Lord, we'll thank you. We give you the praise, honor, and glory for it all. In your precious name we pray, and amen. Let's all stand. Turn your Bibles over to Luke chapter 10. We'll read, in honor of reading God's word, Luke chapter 10, and starting in verse 38. This is not a new passage of scripture for most of you, but it's going to hit home for many of us this evening. So Luke chapter 10 and verse 38, and we'll read 38 through 42. Now it came to pass as they went that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone? Bid her, therefore, that she may help. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful. And Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. You may be seated. So as we understand Jesus, what Jesus was saying to Martha and to Mary, it's very easy for all of us to see that we will enjoy the season much more when we simply focus on what truly is needed this Christmas season. God bless.
Okay. All right, so what are we talking about today? We're talking about what? The key to handling stress. Amen? The key to handling stress, focus on choosing what is needful. The first thing you see here about Mary and Martha is that Mary decides to go ahead and sit at the feet of Jesus. And of course, we got Martha. She's in the house running around with her head cut off. Amen? And what you realize is it's very similar as the time of Christmas. So what is stress? What is stress? I think Martha was experiencing some stress. Rushing around trying to get everything ready. After all, guess what? Jesus was in the house.
Right.
So now think about this for a moment. Now she's running around trying to get everything prepared because Jesus is there. Now she was doing a good thing. So a lot of times our motives are right because we're trying to take care of everything, but when it leads to stress, that's when you and I begin to have a problem. Now, what you look at this is that stress is your body's, I like this, your body's alarm system. God has given us that to help us, whether you believe it or not. It's actually a helpful tool. So stress is your body's alarm system. Stress can be caused by anything that creates a state of arousal or alarm in our system. By anything that mobilizes our body's defenses against hostile, threatening, or even challenging events in our environment. Example, think about a rubber band. Now, I got a rubber band here. And this is a compliment by Russell. It's a big rubber band. Mm-hmm. I've got a rubber band here. A rubber band, if it's stressed, it will return to its normal, relaxed position. So you stress this rubber band. Now, it's under stress. Okay? Now, when you let go, what happens? It goes back to its normal state. But if it's overstressed, what happens? It's now out of shape. I got a little one here. Now beginning to pull on that is stress, right? I continue to pull on that. There's more stress. I'm not letting go. Now, I continue to pull on that. And I continue to pull on that. And I'm getting nervous. And people around me are getting nervous.
Amen.
We are about to pop.
Right.
Okay? So I can't handle anything else. But guess what? Something else comes down.
Yeah. It's true.
That's how we get it. Not so. Well, you know what? When you and I are under a lot of stress, and when you and I finally snap,
amen.
Not only do we get hurt,
right.
But oftentimes folks around us also
yeah.
get hurt.
It's true.
Now, if our bodies are repeatedly held in a state of alarm, they show damaging consequences. And there are a few of those.
Yeah.
One, here's some symptoms of stress. Okay? Frequent, watch this, frequent headaches.
Yeah.
Hello, somebody.
It's true.
Frequent headaches. Another one is stiffness in the neck, shoulders, jaw, arms, legs, and hands. Now, don't forget now, Brother Russell, not only a preacher, he is also a nurse, so he knows exactly what he's talking about. Now, not only that, when you're under a lot of stress, symptoms of stress, is this, irregular heartbeats, getting dizzy or lightheaded. Now, this is interesting to me, suffering, watch this, from cold, flu, or hoarseness. Say what? Is that why I'm always sick? I always got a cold, I've got a flu. Because of stress?
Yeah.
Possibility.
Yeah.
But all of that, my dear friends, indigestion, there we go, amen. Nausea or discomfort in the stomach. Difficulty falling or staying. What? Asleep.
Amen.
Wow. Could that be my problem? I'm trying to go to bed at night. I can't sleep. Is it because I'm under a lot of stress? Or am I oversleeping because of my stress? But not only that, my dear friends, look at this. Not only that, but waking up feeling tired. Watch this. Cold hands or cold feet. All symptoms of stress. But not only that, excess perspiration. I mean, you can't help but just sweat. Stress. Hmm. But not only that, my dear friends, anger or irritability. Irritated. I mean, just irritated. Why am I irritated? Now, I don't know about y'all, but have you ever walked around and just been mad? I don't know, there have been times, and me and Jolene, we've been together a long time, and I'm not feeling good today. We know, but that's a clue, you know? I feel angry, I'm mad, so Jolene always tells me to go to the gym. That happened the other night. I mean, she said, you go to the gym, that's how I feel. Like, right? I said, well, I don't want to go. But next thing I knew, I was in the passenger side, and we was driving, going out there to put my heart, and she dropped me off at the gym, and she left me there for about 3 hours. I felt so much better when I came out, amen. What are you saying? These are signs of stress, amen.
Amen.
The holiday season can be a period of major stress. The rubber band gets stretched pretty far and held there. Maybe some of you are feeling the effects, amen, of this stress. But now watch this. I wouldn't be surprised. This is what Brother Russell said. I wouldn't be too surprised this evening to find out that a number of you have exchanged. This is what Brother Russell put down now. Have exchanged. This is what he said. Okay. Have exchanged heated words with people you care about in the midst of holiday preparation. You say what? I mean, here we are. We go on Christmas shopping. We're together, and next thing we know. I wouldn't be too surprised if a few of you said you are actually dreading instead of looking forward to the next few weeks. I can't wait till the next few weeks are over here. Because of the amount of stress at this time of the year. I mean, it's almost like, and this is my part here, I told Brother Russell, it's almost like BBS. Man, you can't wait for BBS. In BBS. Conclusion of the whole matter, amen. But you know why? Because of stress.
Yeah.
This is another one that he wrote this down. I wouldn't be too surprised if some of you are mentally arranging your to-do list right now while secretly pretending to listen to this sermon. Amen. I mean, you all be that thing that we got to do this, we got to do that. Amen, preacher. Amen. Wrong place, amen. But nonetheless, stress.
Amen.
And the holidays, whether it be Thanksgiving, whether it be Christmas, whether it be New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, trying to get all these things together, instead of a time of peace, a time of excitement, a time of joy, instead of a time of stress,
amen.
And irritability. And my dear friend, that's not the reason
right.
for the season.
Amen. I'm thankful that the Lord allows us to have the experience of the Christmas holiday season. And he gave his only begotten son on the cross, brought him as an infant in a manger for us to be able to worship and to serve. And during the Christmas holiday season, it's that time that we share in the joyous occasion of his birth. But it's not very joyous for many of us. And sometimes we get so stressed, we're beyond the recognition of the real true meaning of the needful things in our life. And so this evening, I think that there is a cure. We're going to find out what God's word says about that. So if we look again at verse 40, but Martha was cumbered about much serving and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister hath left me to serve alone, but bid her therefore that she come help me. How many of us, during a stressful opportunity, have pointed the finger at someone else and said, look at them. Look, they're not doing anything, all right? They're not really helping much. They're not really doing their part, their fair share. There's more that they should be doing. I have to do everything. And Martha was saying the same thing. Lord, look at me. I've cleaned the house. I've prepared the food. I've crushed the grapes to make fresh crushed grape juice and whatever they drank back then. And all the food preparation, I've done it all. And look, and Mary's sitting at your feet. Lord, tell her she needs to be busy. I'm busy. Look at me. Look what I've done. I'm doing it. I'm doing everything. Now, I'm not saying that the preparation time wasn't the appropriate thing for her to do. She absolutely, it had to be done. So much of the things that we do for Christmas, they all maybe have to be done. Somebody's got to do it. But why does it stress us out so much? And why is it that we allow that to take place and take precedence over the real reason of what the Christmas holiday season is? We start pointing fingers then. We get irritated. And as Pastor said, then we get in conflict maybe with one another. And the biggest person maybe is ourself. We start talking bad about the occasions within ourself. But the answer is this. During the Christmas holiday season and during any time that we find ourselves so busy that we miss sight of the real meaning of our purpose here in life is that we should really take a focus, an introspective look at where we are in this walk, in this journey we call life. And what is it that we're really here for to begin with? Is it really gift giving? It's nice. I mean, Martha did exactly what she thought she should do. So us giving gifts, that's not a bad thing. What about a beautiful tree? Wow, that's excellent. It's nice to have a beautiful tree. Is it really necessary that star is positioned just exactly right? Or what about all those lights? They're beautiful. Is it necessary to have that last strand of light? What about all the entertainment that you have and the guests that you're going to be having? And for the ladies, that meal that you're going to be preparing and that dish that person has always for years asked you to make. And you're struggling with that because you're stressed at knowing the time it's going to take you to make that. And yet you know that person is coming, so you feel obligated and you want to make that because you want to please and you want to serve and they're going to be guests in your home. So you don't want to be stressed with not pleasing them. Well, there's someone else that during this season we should be pleasing, and that's our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So let's take a look at what Mary did. And in verse 41, he says, and Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, and Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things. Martha, you've done a great job. You're good at serving. You're a great hostess, and you plan. You're very good at planning. You're very good at leadership within in your home, and you're very good at being a hostess. That's a wonderful thing. And most of you ladies do that very well, too. I'm certain of that. But there's something more that's even much more needed than just that. So Jesus is in the house. And he says in verse 42, but one thing is needful, and Mary hath chosen that good part, which shall not be taken away from her. Mary found Jesus, and Mary was seated at the feet of Jesus. And so I think the challenge for us can be this evening, that when we look at the Christmas holiday season, and comparatively to all the other occasions that will be faced for the new coming year, all the occasions that will be stress-provoking in our life, where can we find Jesus in all this? What really takes the place of all the prep time and all the occasions that we're going to fellowship together and all the eating and the gift-giving and all those things? And where is Jesus at in all this? Not that any of that's wrong, not that any of that is not a good thing, and we love to give, and we love to open gifts together, and the fellowship, and the food, and the family, and the fun, and all of those things, but I think there's some things that God would have us to know this evening, and that's that we need to be more like Mary. We need to be more mindful and seated at his feet and be mindful of our position in Christ. And so this evening, we must never get so busy with the outward things that we neglect the quiet and peaceful worship of our Lord. You know, we can race around town and get all kinds of gifts, and we can have those gifts wrapped up so pretty and nice with a big fat bow on them and colorful, and the gifts on the inside, man, they're great. And you're searching high and low for that special gift, for that special someone, and you're stressed if you can't find it. What about that? What about that taking the place of the real meaning of Christmas in our lives, in any occasion for our life? Well, then, how can we be calm in the midst of stress all around us this time of year? How can we be like Mary and simply focus on what is needed? Is it possible? You might say, Brother Russell, I'm not really sure how I can do that because I have a list this long. I only have 2 more weeks to do it, and nobody helps me. So if that's to be, I'm not going to live a stress-free life, and I'm not going to have that much time to commit to Jesus. And so when we look at that, then we have to prioritize and where we're looking at, and it's not really our priorities, because all of us, I'm certain, that if you don't write a list of your priorities, I'm sure you have them here. You know exactly what you want to do, and you feel like the Lord is leading you to do X, Y, and Z. Well, how about this? How about posteriorities? Posteriorities, not priorities, but posteriorities. How about those things that you can do without? How about those things that really aren't that important after all? How about those things that really don't mean anything, but we feel like they do? That beautiful tree, all right? Those perfect lights. Those perfect gifts, and many of you ladies, I'm certain, are probably perfect at wrapping those gifts, and you want to get them just right, because it's all about the presentation, right? What about what's on the inside, too, and you want that to be a nice thing, too, but where is that in the true meaning of Christmas, and how does Jesus Christ relate to all of that? Well, how about this? So, do you absolutely have to do all of those things to enjoy your Christmas? What if you do a posteriority list and you get rid of those things that don't really mean that much? And what if you did that tonight? What if you go home and you say, you know what, Brother Russell said that there's some things that I can probably get rid of that really don't mean anything to me, and they probably won't mean that much to anybody else either. So I can make a list. It's not a list of priorities. It's a list of posteriorities, those things that really don't mean that much. There's a measure of time. All of us are given 24 hours, but you know, 24 hours sometimes doesn't seem like it's enough time in our lives. We need more time. What about money? None of us have enough money. We stress about not having enough money. We don't have enough money to do what we need to do with, pay our bills and to pay our rent, to pay our car note, to pay all these different things. Now we're struggling because we feel obligated to buy a gift. Where are we in the relationship with our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ when it comes to that measure? I don't like this thing. This is stressing me out. Not really. So this evening, the Lord would have us to know a few things, and jot these down mentally, and if you've got a pen, you might want to write these down. The first thing that we can do, just real quickly, is lay out a plan. I think the Lord would want us to have done everything decently in order for him. And, you know, we want to make sure that we're creating a measure of time for him. And during this Christmas holiday season, we allow so many extraneous things to come into our life. How about this? Let's start with Jesus first. Put him first. Those other things will fall into place, but put Jesus first. So lay out a plan. State your expectations. Plan ahead. There's nothing like being planned, planning ahead to make sure that things are going to work. And if they don't measure up to you exactly, follow the leadership of the Lord and pray about it. Don't just do things on a whim, but pray about it. Ask the Lord to direct you. Make sure he's a measure of everything that you do. Who you're going to invite over, who you're buying a gift for, all those things. And is it even really necessary to show love, to buy a gift for somebody? Do they really expect it? You know, you and the Lord decide that. Share the Lord, the load with someone else. Are you, in your family, are you carrying the load yourself? And does the Lord want you to share that load with others? There's stress in our lives because we have to do it all. We feel like we have to do it all. Well, how about this? Unless you live in that house alone, there's somebody else in there that can help you. So plan ahead and identify who those people are in your home that can help you. And if you have teenage children, kudos to you. You'll have a house full of people who can help you. Your children can help you too. How about this? Share the lightning of your calendar. Everybody lives by a calendar. You know those calendar events that creep in on our times? And you know what? Our phones, and you all know that I have this new phone, and I don't have it on me though, but that phone has a calendar on it. And you know, people, and we live by that, and we live by that calendar, and every event we just keep putting more and more and more and more and more on that. I don't have anything on mine because I don't know how to do it yet, but those calendars demand so much of our time. So ask the Lord how to lighten your load in your calendar. Make room for him. Is he on your calendar? Is he anywhere on your calendar? We have all these other things. And the Lord would say to Martha, Martha, where am I at on your calendar? And he would say that very same thing to us. If he was here this evening, Brother Russell, where am I at on your calendar? You know, you have all these other things. And you make sure that you jot this down to make sure that you make time for this. But where am I at on your calendar? How about this? Respect your budget. Now, we all should live in a budget. It's a godly thing that we're frugal with God's money. He gives that money to us. He allows us to work. He gives us and provides that for the opportunity to pay our bills and so on and so forth. And we need to spend wisely. So we need to spend within a defined budget that the Lord has allowed us. So we're not going to be stressed with having to struggle with paying all of those excess bills, those credit card bills, or all those things that we're trying to please people by buying with credit, and then we're stuck with the bill. So how does that work exactly? And where's God at in that? So remember to keep that and be mindful of respect for your budget. And then most importantly, the significance of individual relationships in your life. How about this? This Christmas, why don't we do things conversely? Generally, we give gifts to everybody that we love, that's within our family, our circle of influence, because we love people. We want to do that. How about let's start with Christ first? Let's be like Mary, and let's sit at Jesus' feet and just spend some time with him alone in personal fellowship with Jesus Christ and allow him to speak to us and through us and allow him to be alone with him and sit a while and visit in the hustle and the bustle of the day. And find your quiet time alone just to be with him. And then your spouse, if you're married this evening, the same thing. You know, couples, you're married, find a time this December to have a date night. A date night. Just you. A special time just for you. And look, Brother Laddie and Miss Annette are laughing. Plan it. Plan that. Just a special time together. Aside from all the hustle and the bustle and the stress that life provides. Family, don't neglect them for what seems like other obligations. One day you'll regret it. Robin and I don't have children. Many of you have children. As you're raising your children, spend time with your children. And don't allow your calendar events to draw you away from your home. Spend time with your family. We're many of us in the workplace, we're called to work, and we have to because we have to pay our bills. But spend time with your loved ones. They mean so much to you. You don't want to live a life of regret later. How about those closest friends who feel like family to you? Maybe they're not family, but they feel like family because you love them like a family member. So we focus on those also who are in need. There may be a special person in your life that the Lord has allowed to cross your path, that you feel an affinity for, a special connection, that you feel the necessary part of you is to fulfill a need in their life. So you allow the Lord to live big through you to help that person. And what a better way to do that, to show the love of Christ by helping someone else during this Christmas holiday season. So the holidays don't have to be most stressful time of year, but like Mary, we only need to focus on what's needed. So all that other stuff, that's extra. There's nothing wrong with it, but don't leave Jesus out and make sure you put him first, and you'll never go wrong.
Amen.